Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fonte.
Yes, sir.
And today we're talking about belly.
Get in my belly. I got you. All right. I got you.
I think this might be the second official album. It's called Immigrant, and it's the follow-up to Mumble Rap, one of my favorite albums of 2017.
You know what belly reminds me of?
Who?
A better French Montana, basically. That's what.
Yo, French had a nice verse on this album.
He did.
Yeah, I was surprised. He knew who Florence and the Machine was. I was like, look at this dude. Eleven tracks. Features. Meek Mill, M.I.A., Yo Gotti, French Montana, The Weeknd, Metro Boomin did some production.
Who did the hook on that match? I thought that was that him on the hook?
What song was that?
It's the one that says featuring Metro Boomin.
But I told you before we started, I don't have.
Oh, okay, I gotta go check the track list.
Yeah, I don't have the
Wikipedia page.
Yeah, so now I gotta go shoot over to Genius and be like, who the hell produced? Which ones did what's name produce and all this? Thanks, Manny Fonte. Appreciate that, man.
I'm going right now. All for me.
Okay. Did he do the hook on All for Me?
Yeah. See if he did. He sounded like that dude from Houston. What's that dude name? I think the young and I'm getting to do. What is that dude name? I'm young and I'm getting.
I don't even
Bangs
know.
Bangs. Kirk O'Bangs.
Yeah, that's who he sounded like to me. That's what. If that was Metro Boomin, though,
I was like, who are you talking about? Who hurt you? Tracking
for. Who hurt you was great.
All right, so cool. All right, so here's some of the production. Ben Billions. This Zion track got a lot of them. Sky, Skinny, blah, blah. Doc McKinney. Rex Kudo. Oh, yeah, MIA was on this album. I forgot about that.
You said it, though.
Oh, I did? Okay. Sam Hammond. Yeah, All From Me, Metro Boomin, the South Side. The Animals. Circuit. The Animals did a couple of tracks on here. All right. So I recently got into belly. The Mumble Rap was my first introduction into him, and been a fan. He's a great lyricist. I think the only thing that really didn't grab me with this album was the production. Not that the beats were bad per se, it was just the fact that I think sometimes belly is as good as the beat he raps on. And I understand on Immigrant, he on a couple of these tracks, he is telling an immigrant story. We get a little backstory about his life and where he came from. Sprinkled out throughout the album, like the small house. That wasn't even a house, I think it was a motel room for eight. And then when he got the bigger place and his mom and his dad and his brother get snatched up later on. So you should expect a somber, melancholy type production. It's just, I was like, man, when he has these other type of beats, when the BPM's a little bit more, that's just my favorite type of belly.
I think I like
Belly's voice, though. I like how he puts things together.
I do. You know what?
I like his metaphors. His metaphors are great, too.
Fuck drugs. I brought love. No, he said fuck love. I brought drugs to the intervention. I like I bought the Phantom just to haunt the hills. It was a couple of them. In that verse, in that song, where he was just bodying a lot of things, like if you was catching everything, he's like, oh shit, Belly's.
Who
Belly.
Hurt you was hard. What was your favorite song on her?
Favorite song on Belly. You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you. I don't think it was Who Hurt You. I think right here, it's called What Does It Mean. And I'm a sucker for a little saxophone. That saxophone.
This is
in the
when
background.
I stopped liking the album. Like after these songs, so
about to say something like two more songs left, three songs left.
It was when "What You Want" by Weeknd. I didn't like that.
They haven't had a good collab in a minute. They've been trying.
That was his first single too, and that came out so long ago.
I didn't like that at all.
That did come out a while ago, and the other one that came out a while ago was Manny Fonte laughing because I had shivers. Yo, the worst part about it is I get them during. Love and Hip Hop, The Rundown, and Equal Opposites, And you could try to hide and think Shell never mentions it, but I hate getting those shit versus socks. But what was I saying about this belly in the Weeknd? Because they haven't had a good one since that one where Weeknd snaps.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one.
They've been trying to get this reconnect. I know they're both on the same label, but yo, y'all just might have to disappear from each other for a while and let it.
And when I say the album got bad, I didn't mean like it got trash, but it just like to me when it got to the song with Weeknd, it got slower.
See,
it
kind of that, I wasn't the biggest fan of What You Want with the Weeknd. I wasn't the biggest fan of Nav on Maintain. Nav is cool. The best part I think about Maintain is the hook, like Bust Down, Play Rolling, yeah. Play Jane. I like that part the best. And then I was just like, all right, whatever. I'm surprised that Belly and Drake haven't collabed since they're both in Canada. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
Even the Immigrant track, I wasn't a bigger fan of that. I thought Meek Mill, I did not like that.
Why is Meek Mill on a track called Immigrant?
I don't know.
MIA makes sense.
He said, was he talking about Kaepernick? And
he talked about a lot. He's trying to get a war like immigrants.
Everybody's immigrants, he's basically saying. That's what he's playing off of, which is great. I mean, I understood it a little bit, but yeah, I guess now that you say it, though, it's like, why'd you put him on this song? He could have grabbed anybody else.
Street Cathedral, I thought was hard. That was the one that had all the lines.
Yeah, what number was that?
That's the last song of the album.
Oh, yeah.
Last song on the album when he did this.
Oh, he had a couple. He had a lot of good lines that you just had to listen to. 99 primes with 100 dreams. Caught a million dirty, only worth about 100. That was a hard start. That was a hard motherfucking start. That was nasty.
Life is just a black and white movie on a color screen.
That was a hard fucking start, man. It is hard to start like that. He flowed right into that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I like this picture. You know what? I know he's Muslim. So it took me a while when I look in the album cover. I was like, this is a bar mitzvah. And I was like, hey, no, he's not fucking Jewish. Like, I don't know what this is. It's his birthday party, I think, is what this picture's coming from. But I was like, this shit hard. Dreaming by the new horizon. My wave got him scuba diving. The new Poseidon. Bearing my truth. That's layers of proof. Tearing my suit. My only fear is that you're scared to be you. When your true colors show and you show up out of the blue. Dressed black as the night. Guess you've been mourning me too. Come through. I save a morning or two. Please pray for me, mama. My karma carries a flu. So what's the snake to a charmer? He went off on Street Cathedral. That was what does it mean? I am a sucker for these type of tracks. Rappers are always good for doing a girl track that says, yo, if I wasn't who I was, would you be with me? And they also love to do the whole, all my friends are dead, why am I still here? Like Lil Wayne has one. And that's what his what does it mean? His what does it mean? Like, what does all this mean? Why am I still here? Why am I the chosen one? Oh, man. But this was an okay follow-up.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far as saying okay. Like, I think okay
Mumble Rap. I think it was an okay follow-up. It's a solid album.
It was a good follow-up.
Mumble Rap was still better.
Yeah, Mumble Rap was better, but
I said it was okay.
Doesn't okay sound like you...
It's okay.
It still got some tracks on here.
Who Hurt You? Dust. What Does It Mean? Street Cathedral. Another Note. I think out of 11 tracks, I'm rocking about five or six.
About seven, you think about it. That's pretty good.
I say five or six. He says seven.
I'm saying seven for you. You forgetting one.
I said five or six.
He said seven. But yeah, I think it was good.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Belly.
Because his flow was still good and
was good, but then I told Sarah, so we got the group chat, and I said, Sarah, did you see the LA Leakers freestyle? Off the present, I feel like a lobbyist, a Saudi Wahhabiist. They struggle to swallow my cockiness. I came back to bruise your esophagus, headshots. I just body shit. She ain't foreign. It's a body kit. If shit is too good to be true, then the outcome is obvious. It probably is. I'm in California house shopping. I remember I was couch hopping, still sipping, still popping. Well, fuck it, I ain't never stopping. No, yeah, they in love with my frequency. She a freak and I need this shit frequently. I got a main bitch, got a side bitch, and I hate them both equally.
Yeah, that was hard. That was hard.
Come on.
That was hard.
I'm waiting for Belly to give me a full album of just that. I don't care. Give me a mixtape.
He said, I'm going to give her dick till she get indigestion. That was an album.
That's true.
He had lines like that.
Yeah, maybe my beef was just the production and grabbed me the way I'm just used to Belly grab production grabbing me. But that's just off my rap. I went back to whatever the project was with the Weeknd song. I did go back to that one. I think that was the one right before my rap. But I haven't checked out everything else. All right, I'm giving this a 3 out of 5.
I give it the same, 3 out of 5.
I get 3.5.
3.5 out of 5. All right, solid. Like I said, solid album. Solid album. I just
definitely
know,
should listen to it.
Yeah,
definitely fast. Which is, I guess, everybody likes that now.
For 11 songs, because the next album we got to review, boy.
Oh, that's gonna be fast too, though. It's gonna be fast.
All right, man. That's the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Manny Fontaine at Manny Fontaine. Sarah at Kicks and Coffee. I don't know what Belly is. I think it's at Belly. I bet you he don't got that. What's his name? Already he had broke his leg. That's why he started getting all the weight back.
Oh, he used to be a big guy or something?
He did have a belly. He lost it for a while.
Oh.
And then got the belly back.
DJ Khaled is gonna edit again.
Oh, his name is Rebelly S. So Rebellyus. So rebellious, but bellyus. DJ Khaled is back at what? Huh?
Working out.
He been working out for 3 years.
Yeah, he ain't never stopped.
He got some new project. Somebody's sponsoring him or something like that.
Oh, Weight Watchers. Who wasted my money? Weight Watchers or NBC?
You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, all right. Until next time, man. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. I put a million in the sock drawer. That's why I never got cold feet. She put her face in the kilo. Bitch, I told you keep it low key. Throwing money, tell her go deep. The devil buying, but they giving up their souls free. $1,000 H steak, fuck my old beefs. For dessert, I eat your pussy with my gold teeth. I was rolling, I hit her and said, I think I love her. By the time she hit me back, I had a different number. Wait, all this purple rain got me thinking of her. But she never satisfied like Prince's mother. Okay, I'm tripping, that's the psychedelics. Imagine walking on the moon and letting Michael tell it. Said they don't really care about us and they spiteful jealous. Now tell me why the days depress us, but the nights compel us. Huh. Thought I was gone, they was wrong, they assumed. I guess somebody got me exhumed, you're fucking doomed. Your silver spoon goon, since they let you out the womb. I rose from the tomb, turned coffin to cocoon. The tension's so thick in the room. Revenge cold, got you feeling like it's Christmas in June. And it's